A visit to Nashville, Tennessee isn't complete unless you see Harvey's, the most talked of store in the South. Youngsters love the fun mirrors, live monkeys, merry-go-round horses, elephant slides. Everybody loves the escalators at Harvey's. Everybody agrees it's fun to shop at Harvey's, Nashville's largest store. And always remember this. If you can't shop during the day, Harvey's is open every Monday and Friday night till 9.
From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 934th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Ferlin Husky.
This moment of love is tender and true. This moment of love will tie me to you, for you are the one that I've waited for, and now it is here, never to fear this moment of love. Stars seem a little bit clearer, the moonlight peeps through the trees, each kiss a little bit nearer. This is heaven to me. Oh, this moment of love is here in my arms, surrendering all my love to your charms. Please hold me tonight, your heart next to mine. Without you, I know it couldn't be so. This moment of love. Stars seem a little bit nearer. The moonlight peeps through the trees, each kiss a little bit nearer. This is heaven to me. This moment of love is ours for tonight. And if it should fade and pass out of sight, each day I would live the memory of. I'll never forget, never regret this moment of love. This moment of love.
Thank you so much, friends, and a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Featuring tonight, Rod Brasfield, the Old Hickory Singers, Chet Atkins, String Bean, the Opry Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and to add a little more picking and singing to that, our special guests tonight are the Tennessee Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack. Right now, let's have a big, fat welcome for four of the nicest fellas in the business and four of my favorite singers, the Old Hickory Singers.
In a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana, every lay my back on a stack of newborn hay. Round the barnyard where the farmyard folks are padding, let me give it daddy all the live long day. I'm a Hoosier who's blue through and through, and my heart is pining for the sycamore trees where the warm ash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down Indiana way.
Nobody quite like the Old Hickory Singers, and there's nobody like our special guest we have tonight. Two of the biggest stars in the country music field. Let's welcome Johnny and Jack. Fellas, you're always welcome on the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Ferlin.
We hear you're going on some more tours. I'd like to find out a little bit. Maybe the people would like to be interested in where you'll be next.
Well, tomorrow we'll be at Verona, Kentucky, up there for a big show.
Yeah.
Then on Monday we'll be in Ebbingsburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, before you take off, how about doing your new record? Just move it on over.
All right. Move it on over, pal, and we'll sing.
All right, I'll do it.
Came in last night about 10:30. That baby of mine, she wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Sack it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause the new dog's
moving in.
She changed the lock on my front door. Now my key, it don't fit no more. So ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Sack it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Hey!
This doghouse here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. Ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Tote it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, cold dog,
cause the hot dog's moving in.
Let that deal go down, so scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Slide it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, bad dog, call the good dog.
Just let me slip in here to remind all of our pipe-smoking friends not to forget the Prince Albert smoking tobacco this Labor Day weekend. And if you did, for Pete's sakes, run to the nearest store. They've got it. Prince Albert.
Rod, I think everybody knows that Prince Albert's just about anywhere they can get it. And I think also that they know no matter where or when they get PA, that they always find it's fresh.
Well, don't have to tell them that PA's crimp cut to pack good and burn even?
No, they know that.
Reckon they know PA is real nice and comfortable to smoke?
Yeah, they know that too.
And they know about the natural taste of PA?
Yeah. Rod, of course, everyone who's ever taste-tested PA knows that Prince Albert keeps all the flavor nature puts into tobacco and then brings it out even richer and finer.
Well, then I'll just keep my big mouth shut then, except to remind you making men, Prince Albert and an OCB paper gives you a fine making smoke every time.
Right, you're a pipe smoker or a making man. Enjoy the National Joy Smoke. Prince Albert.
Coming up right now, all the Grand Ole Opry Square dancers cutting a real fine caper to a little tune called Soldier's Joy.
March right hand, pass that grand right and left, all the way down. Keep your good-looking partner, turn him right back. Fairway, swing a man, and turn him out. Turn him around and turn him about. Oh, the old man, oh, take the next couple, here we go. Swing, partner, and get in and watch him go. Hey, swing it, come on, baby. Eyes are on, come on, baby, and let's go to Arkansas. Now, come around and come on.
Out of all the hymns that we've ever had the pleasure singing, this is one of my favorite, and we'd like to dedicate this to everyone that likes these kind of songs. I am weak, but thou art strong.
Oh, my Lord and Lord. Oh, my Lord and Lord.
Jesus, keep us
Lord and Lord.
From all wrong.
Oh, my Lord and Lord. Oh, my Lord and Lord.
I'll be satisfied as long as I want. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Oh, granted, Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is over, and time for me won't be no more, guide me gently, safely, oh, thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Oh, granted, Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Thank you so much, friends. We always like to do a sacred song on all of our programs. And every chance we get, we also like to look around and find the number one guitar chair filled by the RCA Victor star, Chet Atkins. Here's Chet and one of his nice numbers called Stumbling. Fine, Chet. Right now, let's see how tall the corn can grow and how tall the stories can really get as we visit with Hole in Wall's number one citizen, Rod Brassfield.
Thank you, Milton.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Hello there, Fern.
Hi,
glad
Rod.
To see you, Fern.
Good to see you.
Hey, I'm worried about my Uncle Slide.
Is that right?
Yeah,
the matter,
poor old thing can't sleep at night.
He can't.
You know what he has to do? He has to drink 3 glasses of old moonshine every 4 hours.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, does that help him sleep?
No, but it makes him happy to stay awake.
You know, I don't care what anybody says about Ned. It's hot tonight, ain't it?
Sure is.
It's been so hot in Hornwall this week that our old hens had to blow on the nest before they could lay.
That's pretty warm.
Hey, Ferlin, you didn't know it, but I'm all dressed up. I'm going to get married.
Again?
I mean, not again. Don't say that, fool.
Really, are you?
I'm going to get married.
Are you?
I'm going to get married if my gal Susie will have me.
You done asked
her? I asked her last night.
Yeah,
I walked up to her and I said, Susie, let's get married, honey. She said, Rod, we can't get married. I'm blind as a bat. She said, Rod, we can't get married because you ain't got a job.
Yeah.
And I says, well, honey, let's just go ahead and get married anyhow because something will come along.
Yeah.
She says, I know, but it'll have to eat too. Ferlin, I says to Susie, I says, honey, come on now, sure enough, and marry me. That busted, I want you to marry me.
You really
she,
told her?
Yeah, and she says, well, why? I says, because, honey, I love you.
You told her?
Yeah, and she says, well, what good's that going to do me?
Yeah.
And she had me there, brother. I couldn't answer that. Made me so mad I could eat a goat burger with mustard on it. When I got home, I asked Mommy, I said, Ma, why did you marry Paul?
Yeah.
She says, son, have you got to wondering about that, too? Old gal Susie had a birthday last week, and I went over to this big department store to get her something for her birthday.
Yeah.
And I was going to buy her a pair of hose, see?
Socks.
And,
yeah.
Hey, did you know this? They're making women's hose nowadays out of wood and coal and rubber.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wood, coal, and rubber.
When a gal gets a run in her stocking nowadays, she don't know whether she's got a splinter, a clinker, or a blowout. While I was in that there store there, Ferlin, I asked them for a job, see? And got me a job working in that big department store.
You like that?
Yeah,
work,
the first department they put me in there was the grocery department.
Oh, you love that.
I like that because I love viney sausage, boy. I love pork and beans, stuff like that. I was standing there, and a lady from way down around Pine Hill, Alabama, somewhere.
That's a long way.
She come in there, and she says, young man, I'd like to buy a chicken. I says, do you want to pull it? She says, no, I'll carry it in a paper sack. Just wrap it up. Then she turned around to me, and she says, young man, what have you got in the shape of bananas? I says, cucumbers, lady, cucumbers. And just about that time, she looked down and saw this big box of prunes there.
Yeah.
She said, what are those? I said, lady, them's prunes.
Prunes.
She said, whoa, what on earth is prunes?
Yeah.
I said, that's plums with inflammatory rheumatism. And then, Ferlin, they moved me. They moved me over into another department.
Yeah.
They put me in the ladies' ready-to-wear department.
Soft job.
Yeah, good. I like that. Yeah, I was standing there just like a human being, and this girl, great big fat woman comes loping in there, see?
Yeah.
She said, I want to buy a pair of hose. I said, what are you going to do, wash your car? She said, no, I want some stockings, fool. I want some stockings. I said, lady, we've got some nice stockings, some nice sausage stockings.
Sausage stockings.
She said, what do you mean, sausage stockings? I said, you know, bolognese. Bolognese.
That's the best one.
Then she turned around to me, great big fat woman. She said, young man, I would like to buy a pair of shorts to wear around my gymnasium.
Yeah.
I just looked at her and I said, well, lady, how big is, what size is your gymnasium? It made her so mad. She got mad and just huffed out of there and then come back in right quick and says, young man, I forgot. I'd like to see your summer underwear.
Yeah.
I says, I'm sorry, but I can't show them to you.
And
she said, why not? I said, by then it's too hot. I ain't got none on.
Hey, Jack, maybe if you know the password, we'll get you to sing.
Well, how about
pack your pipe with good PA.
Right you are, Jack, because Prince Albert smoking tobacco is strictly the pipe smoker's password here at the Grand Ole Opry.
And every place, Furlan, every place that fellows have taste-tested Prince Albert, once they do, they find out that Prince Albert always keeps the natural flavor that nature puts in tobacco. Keeps it, then by special process, brings it out even richer, finer, and tastier.
Right, Johnny, and for extra good measure, PA is crimp cut to pack firm and burn slow and even. And it's always fresh, always the most comfortable smoke that you can put in a pipe.
Well, don't forget our making buddies, Fallon.
No, sir, because they can count on Prince Albert and an OCB paper to give them a smooth making and a smooth smoking cigarette every time.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Neighbors, let's welcome Johnny and Jack again and get them to sing their new record on the other side of Moving On Over, one called Love Fever.
Love Fever, it's the craziest thing. The only cure is a wedding ring. It comes back, can't keep it away. Love Fever, it's here to stay.
Doctor, he came on time. My temperature was up to 109. He looked at me, he shook his head, and he said, boy, you'd be better off dead.
Love fever, it's here to stay. The only cure is a wedding ring. It comes back, can't keep it away. Love fever, it's here to stay.
Kill the germs. Yes, I had a lot to learn. There ain't no shot gonna kill that bug. So come on, honey, give me a hug.
Love fever is the craziest thing. The only cure is a wedding ring. It comes back, can't keep it away. Love fever, it's here to stay.
Best I ever heard, Johnny and Jack. Well, sir, a night at the Grand Ole Opry wouldn't be complete without a touch of real country. And by golly, it's here tonight. The one and only String Bean with his version of Shotgun Boogie.
Well, standing in the corner of the barrel of the street, looked out the window and over the gate. Big fat rabbit jumping in the grass. Wait till you hear more shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, didn't saw you try. Out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cocked my hammer back. Well, over on the red big skater bark, hickin' that's big, you can see him in the dark. Big, fat, squirrely, fussin' and fight. I'm that red before daylight, shotgun boogie. All I need one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Well, made a little gal, she's tall and thin. Asked what you had to the park 410. Look her up and down, she's bought his love. And heading for the bush, shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, all the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws that bead on you.
Thank you so much, String Bean. Friends, we had the pleasure of singing a couple of songs in a Paramount movie picture, which will be released next week. The title of the picture is called Mr. Rock and Roll, which don't have anything to do with me because I can't rock and roll. Of course, I can rock and roll too, but not at the same time. But anyhow, I'm in the picture and I'm singing two songs. On the opening of the show, we sang This Moment of Love, which is the fast side, and this is the ballad side. And with the help of our good friend Marvin Hughes and Miss Millie, and the Southlanders, we'd like to try it for you. One called Make Me Live Again.
died a thousand times since you went away. Life is just a heartache. I'm lonely night and day. I pray that you come back and love me evermore and make me live again like you made me live before. Make me live again. Life has vanished since you've gone. This world I'm living in is so empty and alone. I pray that you'll come back and love me evermore and make me live again like you made me live before. This world I'm living in is so empty and alone. I pray that you come back and love me evermore and make me live again like you made me live before.
Thank you so much. Now we got time to have a little bit more square dancing here. Y'all ready here, Casey? Strike it up. Casey in the straw with his banjo on his head. Hey. Party right hand, pass that right back. Right, 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 right. Bird out and going, go out and going. On the good, on the good, on the good, on the good, neighbors, we hope you folks all had a fine time at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And we hope you'll be on hand next week, same time and same place, when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Cowboy Copas. And Cope will bring along with him the queen of the country songs, Miss Kitty Wells. Till then, this is Ferlin Husky saying cheerio, toodaloo. We had a ball, hope you did too. Thanks for everything. And we'll see you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Say, Dave, do you know the password for the finest taste in smoking?
Sure do, Tommy. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Right you are. And that puts you up there with millions of other Americans who have made Camels the country's best-selling cigarette.
Well, it's easy to see why Camels are so popular. You know, no other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos.
And that's why, of course, no other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camels.
Folks, see for yourself why more people today select Camels than any other cigarette. Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels.
Yes, sir. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.
WSM, Nashville, Tennessee.